Blog Talk Radio.
Insight, guidance, understanding, and answers. Wouldn't you love to be able to sit in front of your angels and ask them all the questions that you ever wanted the answers to? Questions about life, love, business, relationships, spirituality, just anything that you ever wanted to know about? Welcome to Ask Your Angels, a show that discusses spirituality on a simple level, teaches you how to tap into the power of infinite wisdom and knowledge within you to get the answers that you seek. Did you know that you were already connected to infinite wisdom, infinite knowledge, and infinite abundance? Hi, I'm Fran Lee, your host. Let's get started.
Hey guys, hey, happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Ask Your Angels. I am Fran Lee, as you guys already know, and I am so glad to be back with you guys. I'm so grateful and I am so thankful to be back with you guys another week on the show. I am just excited because there are so many things that are going on in the universe right now. The energy is really, really, really very powerful and strong. I'm sure that you guys have felt this energetic shift that's happening. There's a lot going on right now. And not only do we have Mercury retrograding, but we have other planets that are retrograding too. So it is really an interesting time right now, spiritually and vibrationally. There's a lot of things going on, and all of them are not really, really, that's nice, as we'd like for them to be. But here's the thing. You always have the power to change that. You have the power to change that energy. You have the power to change that outcome. And so that's the message that I want to give you guys before we get started. It is about the power of intentions. Now, a lot of you know, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or any of my sites, any of the social medias where you can find me, you know that I'm a big intention girl. Like, I believe in intentions. I have completely and totally created my life and changed my life with the power of intentions. And it is a really, really, really powerful thing to design your day and to create your life using the power of intentions. And that's what the buzz has been all week. It's been about, are you living by default or design? Are you actually allowing life to happen to you, or are you happening to life? And what I mean when I say that is are you taking the time in the morning to set your intentions, or before you go from one thing to the next, are you taking the time that you need to actually state your intentions, tell the universe, tell your angels, tell God what you want, and how you want things to turn out before you just jump into them? So what I mean by that is, are you getting up in the morning and are you saying, okay, so my intentions for this day are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Or are you just jumping up and running through your day? If you are not setting intentions, I can almost guarantee you that things are not flowing as wonderfully as they could be and as deliciously as they should be. So the power of intentions are very important in your life. And include your angels in your intentions. Ask them to help you. Ask them to guide you. Ask them to open those supernatural doors that you need to walk through today. Don't be afraid to include them in your life and in your intentions, because it is extremely powerful. Okay, let me just do some work and get that out of the way and let you guys know what's going on with me. July the 15th through the 17th, I will be in Dallas, Texas. I Love Thyself Day Spa. I will be hosting a women's wellness retreat. I will be doing classes on the power of intentions and miracles, and also vision board classes, as well as private consults. I will also be available for one-on-one private consults throughout that weekend and a few days after. If you want more information about that, you can visit my site at www.angelswithfran.org. Again, it is www.angelswithfran.org. Everything that you need to know is there. I'm going to go out a little farther because I'm super duper excited about this. I also will be speaking on a cruise in January. Yes, indeed, a cruise through Mexico, and it is wonderful, wonderful. I'm not the only speaker. There's going to be some really, really heavy, heavy hitters there. Temple Hayes will be there, who is a huge Unity minister and has authored several books and done all kinds of stuff, and she's a great energy, and she's a great person to be on a cruise with. This will be my first cruise, so I would love to see you there. The prices are very, very reasonable. The deposit is refundable. So if something happens and you can't go, you can get your money back. But I'd really love for you guys to come. You don't have to do all the spiritual stuff every day. You can come hang out with me, and then if you decide to play the rest of the time, feel free to do so. The ship is beautiful. And again, I'd love to meet you guys in person. Also, there's some other events that are going on. I'll be in Orange County, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to waste the show with all those events, but I'm going to tell you to go to www.angelswithfran.org, and you can find me. We are in the process of upgrading the site and putting on events daily, so make sure you check back. Also, check out my YouTube channel, Angels with Fran TV. Lots of great teachings and things going on there. And last but not least, make sure that you go to Amazon.com and check out my books. Angel Speaks, Volumes 1 and 2 is there, as well as Love According to the Angels and 10 Steps to Higher Consciousness. There's a new book on the way, so be on the lookout for that. All right, so last week, I had people on the line that were waiting for readings, and some of them emailed me. And if I did not get back to you and you're listening, please re-email me. I get thousands a day, and I really try to go through each and every one of them. Me and my team, we try to get through them, and sometimes things get lost in the shuffle. But if I did not get to answer you last week, I really, really want to answer your questions. That's why I'm here. So please make sure to re-email me if I didn't get you last week. And I am going to ask before I start taking questions, because I really am ready to just take questions. I'm going to ask you guys to keep it to one question so that I can try to get through everybody that's on the line, because there's a lot of people that are holding and there's a lot of people that have been holding for a long time. So please, let's try to keep it to one question. If you want to, or you have more questions or more in-depth things that you'd like to ask me, you can always book a session. Again, www.angelswithfran. I have special discounts for my blog talk listeners, so keep that in mind and shoot me an email. All right, so I am going to take a few calls, and then I'm going to answer a few of those emails online in case people are listening and they didn't get a chance to get in. But I am going to go to New Jersey right now. I believe it's New Jersey. It's 201 area code. Let's see. Hi, Fran, you're on the air. Hi.
I am Jennifer from Jersey.
Hi, Jennifer from Jersey. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
As good as I can be in here.
I'm good. I'm glad that you're here. How can I help you?
Trying to pick which question to ask you. What do you see for romance? Anybody decent coming in the picture?
Romance and somebody decent. Let's look at that. Let's see. Okay, so here's the thing that I feel around the romance area for you. I feel like you need to decide what you want and how you want it. I feel like there are some days that you really, really want to be in a relationship, and you really long for that. And then some days you're kind of like, yeah, I'm okay. And
right.
I feel like because of past things that have happened in your life, I feel like it kind of puts you off a little bit, meaning it makes you step back. And so basically your answer is that, yes, romance will come, and you just need to be clear about setting those intentions. What do you want? And really take time. And kind of make your love list. Have you ever made a love list?
No.
Okay, so let's talk about this love list really quick. I'm going to take a few minutes with you and just talk about this love list. So love list is about things and qualities that you want from the person that you are calling into. So, you know, we want somebody, you know, women have a tendency to say, we want somebody who's financially fit.
But it does no good if they're financially fit and stingy. Do you understand? So you
would want
someone who's generous. Yeah, you have to take into consideration really what you're saying to the universe, because you're placing a symbolic order to your angels to bring you this person. So you want to be sure of what you want and be specific, but not too specific. You always want to say this or something better. So
okay.
I feel like your angels. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you see they're going to be online or are they live in the world? Everybody says go on a dating thing, and then I'm like, I don't know.
You know,
that's where I met the last guy I saw.
Yeah, and I feel like that last relationship was kind of shaky a little bit for you guys.
It was what? What was it?
It was a little shaky. Like, it wasn't really what you thought it. I feel like you were sold a different package than what you got. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he was a Capricorn.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God, that's
so
right.
What
he had money and he didn't spend it. I'm a Libra. I can't see the dust.
So am I. I'm a Libra. Whoop, whoop.
That's why we're doing so well
on
the phone. I'm October 9th.
I'm October 2nd. You need to find a Gemini. That's what you
okay.
need. You need a Gemini. That's your perfect sign. Remember that. And we can get into a whole lot more about that. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Even if you decide to go online, just be.
Check the Gemini box.
There you go. And be aware of what it is that you want. When you're calling out to the universe, when you're asking your angels to bring you what you want, you have to be aware of it. And don't pull back. So once you say, this is what I want, then stand on that, because if you don't, then your order is kind of wishy-washy. So make sure you ask for what you want and expect that. And I do see love coming to you. I feel like it'll be cold, though. And I feel like you'll have a choice between two guys. I think there'll be two gentlemen. And one you
won't
really
like. He's a Gemini.
Really like.
What's the other one? Do you pick up that sign of you?
I don't know what their signs are, but I do want to tell you this, that I feel like one you'll really like, and then one you won't really like as much. But the one that you don't really care for has really good qualities. It's his physical appearance that you don't really care for, but he has really good, genuine qualities.
Oh, no, I need a nerd now.
Oh, I don't know about a nerd, but you email me and let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
All righty,
so
I'll talk to you soon. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, so here's the thing. Here's the thing about intentions again. See, that's why they always give me these dynamic messages to give you guys, because they go hand in hand with the show. So here's the thing about intentions. Make them clear, but not so clear that the universe has something so wonderful for you, you miss out. You want them to be clear, but you don't want them to be boxed in. So you don't want them to say, well, yeah, you asked us for this, but we had this for you, so we didn't give you this because you said you wanted this. So be specific, but not too specific that you don't give your angels room to move. All right, so we're going to go to 631 area code, and I think this is also New York, somewhere maybe in Manhattan. Let's see.
Hi,
you're on the air with Fran. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Sandra.
No problem, Sandra. How are you? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
So
what
my question is about career.
Okay, career.
Yeah, I'm trying to find something.
I see transition for you. I see transition.
Yes, I'm hoping it's going to be something different than what I've done before. So I've been kind of putting out my feelers out in different positions.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's totally and completely going to be different.
I don't know. What I've been putting out for has been like within my industry, but not what I directly did prior.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because I see transition, meaning that I feel like you're going to be comfortable enough to do it, but there's a little curve of learning something new. So that's the transition that I feel. Okay. And
good.
I feel like this is actually going to come to you by way of networking. Are you doing some kind of networking right now?
Well, I mean, I've been, you know, pretty much going on all online sites.
Okay.
I have been reaching out to different headhunters. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to cover pretty much all the bases. I have, you know, people that are still in the industry that help me, you know, and might pass something along my way. So
yeah,
I hope
it's
I'm well-rounded.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to come from a person, maybe someone you know or someone you meet through networking. So when I'm feeling networking, I'm feeling like, are you going? Do you have access to an organization where you can go in and, like, okay, so you know, like, some places have these women's networks or whatever where you can go in one day and try it out? Or have you done any of that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I feel like you need to get in front of people. I feel like the phone calls are good and the resumes and the hits, but I feel like people need to see you.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah,
that?
Believe me, I do too. I mean, I find that it's been kind of very slow on ceiling interviews. I have had a few, so I can't say that I haven't had any. But then again, the few that I had, I felt like they weren't really what I was looking for. And I didn't really feel like I would be the best fit. And I really kind of, you know, I need to kind of like get out there and be productive again.
You absolutely need, absolutely. Now, what they're telling me is that you absolutely need to get out there and be seen. So if you get invited to a networking group or maybe even go instead of working in your home, go to a coffee shop or something, invite somebody that you used to work with to coffee. You just need to get out. And I feel like the energy of you being out and about is going to draw into you bigger opportunities. I don't think a headhunter is going to find this or like a career builder. So I think this is a person that's going to direct you or bring you into something. So that's why you need to get out. So if you can get out a little more, I feel like it'll go a lot quicker for you. I think that just I see paper to hand, so meaning, and that's symbolic to, you know, the resumes or whatever. I feel like that's not going to bring you the outcome you want. You'll get interviews and you'll get job offers, but they won't be what you want. But if you get out there and you're seen and you do some networking and hang out and actually talk and tell people what you want, I feel like a lady with dark hair is going to bring you a position or going to help you with that.
Okay. Let's hope she's soon.
I
know a lot of people with dark hair.
Okay.
So.
I don't know, but
I'll be reaching out to all my brunettes.
There you go. Get in touch with all of them. Any of them in influence that have the ability to pass you over to someone or introduce you to someone, that's who you need to be in front of.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
All
I appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes. Thank you.
I
have
will.
A great day. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys. So here's another thing. We want to think about, again, your intention. What is it that you want? This lady that I just spoke with, Ms. Sandra, knew exactly what she wanted, but she also knew what she didn't want. So when you focus on what you don't want, you draw that in as well. So we want to try to spend our time focusing on what we want and not what we don't. Okay, I've got a lot of New York and New Jersey. I must need to make a trip to New York and New Jersey. All right, I'm going to go to 201. Hi, thanks for holding. This is Fran. How can I help you?
Hi, Fran. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm also looking for work, and I want to know, what do you see with regards to work and career?
Okay. All right. Work and career. All right. So as soon as you said your name, what I thought and what I saw was hands. Do you sew or what is this that you do with your hands? Well, we do lots of stuff with our hands, but what is this hobby or skill that you do with your hands?
Nothing, just computer work.
So I guess that would be it, computer work. I saw, like, do you sew? Have you ever sewn?
No, just buttons and hems.
All right. Okay, just buttons and hems. Okay, so you do buttons and hems. So you do hemming, which is kind of like seamstry a little bit, right?
I'm not into sewing, though. I just do it because I have to.
No. I was just, the reason that came up, because I saw that as something that you could do on the side while you're waiting for, anyway, while you're waiting for your job to come through. But what I feel about work for you is that I see it's going to be have to be on a smaller scale for some reason. I feel like where you're looking or the direction that you're going in is a too big of a scale, meaning that it's a very, a very big market, a very sought-after market. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of looking at the bigger companies, the bigger fish, they're talking about the bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a position doing what you do in a smaller sector. Do you understand what they're saying?
Yeah, I guess I do. I do work for corporate America, so maybe I need to look at smaller firms.
Smaller firms, yes. Smaller entities. So basically, if there were 16 people in this one building, you would want to look for someplace that has 6 or 8 people. It needs to be on a smaller scale, because I feel like, number one, that's where you'll benefit the most, and number two, I feel like you will be appreciated more because your work will be more recognized. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. You won't get lost in the shuffle. I feel like before in work, you kind of got lost in the shuffle. You were doing great, 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 but there were so many people. And those are symbolic. That's symbolic. But there was something, you got lost in the shuffle of all that. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be recognized for your work if you can find a smaller sector. Does that make sense?
You see me finding work?
I do. I absolutely do. And I feel like it'll be part-time work. And then I think it will grow into full-time work, but I feel like once it grows, you'll have someone underneath you. What do you do? What exactly do you do?
I do office work.
Are you an administrative assistant of some kind?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense then. Okay. Because I saw files and businesses, and then I saw you with a pen with dictation, so I know that that's not, I mean, that's all symbolic, so let me know that. Okay, so what I see is that you do this for someone that maybe has a smaller company but is growing, or maybe they have more than one company, but they have smaller divisions. And I feel like when you get into this company, you'll move up. And I feel like where you came from before, it was a little tough to even move laterally. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this will be a chance for you to actually be able to shine, is the word I'm getting. Like you'll be recognized for what you do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Is this in the near future or?
I feel like, I'm going to say late June.
Okay.
Late June, early July. Yeah, late June, early July. And I feel like that the interview that you'll have will be with a man.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no, that'll be the decision maker. That'll be the decision maker. The man will be the decision maker. Yeah. Okay, let me email me and let me know what happens, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, so we're running a little low. I know that I talk. I like to talk because I like to help. And the angels like to help. And my producer sitting next to me, tapping his watch, telling me that, bring it down. But it's hard because I like to talk to you guys. Maybe we need an hour. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go to 863. Here we go. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Good. Well, I've got some paperwork in. It's the kind of the tying up the loose ends from a divorce. And it just feels like, you know, the whole process is just drug out. And I'm finding a lot of frustration with, you know, getting this paperwork through this, you know, the process. So I'm just wanting some guidance around, you know, when is it going to feel like things are finally going to start, you know, moving forward. Like, oh my gosh, you know, why does everything take so long? It's like, you know, six weeks, 3 months.
there's a lot of frustration around this and a lot of anxiety. And I feel like that's because there's been things that, there's been things that came out that probably wasn't supposed to come out, or things that were maneuvered or changed or whatever on the other party's end. And I feel like that's what kind of drug it out. And I feel like this is really symbolic to closing a chapter for you. I mean, we know that it's physically like closing a chapter, but it's also like closing a chapter and opening a door. And I feel like that through the process of this, there's some healing that needs to occur for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, I've been working, you know, with the healing.
Okay, good. Okay, and I wanna encourage you to ask Archangel Michael and Saint Raphael to come in and help you with that in detachment, because I feel like even though it's ending and you know it's ending and you're frustrated and you want it to be over, you're still kind of attached to some of the things surrounding the divorce. Do you understand that?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, and that's common. You know, they're not scolding you, but they want you to be able to move forward, you know, in complete and total 100% your power. You understand? So I feel like here in the next couple of months, the ends, and they say couple of months, so I'm feeling two, that the loose ends will be tied and that there'll be some closure that will begin. I just feel like there was a lot of struggle through this divorce. There was a lot of struggle, and that leaves residue. So I really want to encourage you to ask your angels to help you to heal and to release and to bless the situation so that you can move forward to the newness and the new part of your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm ready for the new. I'm ready to just, you know, leave this behind. It's just, like I said, it's mainly
heavy.
Just paperwork, just getting, because
yeah,
I feel like, you know, it's like I'm trying to walk away, but I still have these hooks in me because it's this paperwork that needs to be completed so that it's finally
absolutely
done.
And that's that detachment part they're talking about. That's that detachment part, you know, because you're trying to move forward, but something keeps pulling you back, basically. And so what you want to do is make sure that you're blessing it. And ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords. He's a dynamic cord cutter. You can do a whole meditation, or you can just simply sit and say, help me to detach from anything that no longer serves my highest good. And that is a very powerful detachment. And I will also pray for you that this heaviness is released and that you walk into love and light and leave all that mess behind, because all of that crud is not your crud and you don't want to bring it forth with you. Do you understand that?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
I definitely don't want to bring it forward.
No, you don't want to bring that. There's a lot of heavy-duty mess there, and you definitely don't want to bring that with you. So
right.
I bless you with that, and you can email me and let me know what happens.
Okay, thanks so much, and you
all
have
right.
a great day.
Have a great day. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, I have like 40 seconds. So, again, email me. Go to www.angelswithfran.org, and I will answer your questions. I'm so sorry that I didn't get to you guys. I will be here next week, I promise, and I will get to your questions, and I'll even answer them on the air. Before I go, though, I'm going to leave you guys with a quote from my book, Love According to the Angels. And it is about disconnection. And the quote is, there is no disconnection in love. It is a powerful constant force. If there is a disagreement, love is there. If there is distance, love is there. The only time that love is disconnected is if it never existed. All right, guys. Holler at you next week. Don't forget to check me out, www.angelswithfran, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm even on Snapchat. Can you believe it? I am even on Snapchat. So check me out. I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.